Welcome once again to Beef News and Notes, information from both the producers and the consumers of our great product, beef. The century mark in any business is quite notable. The Schaefer-Herfertz family from Buffalo Lake achieved that milestone this year. Not only that, the family's patriarch, Lester, was inducted into the American Hereford Association Hall of Fame in October of this year. Well, congratulations, Lester, and welcome to the program.
Good to be on.
Well, Lester, can you just give us a little history of the Schaefer-Herfertz? How did it all get started?
Well, going way back, the farm was purchased by my grandfather and grandmother in 1899. They moved here in 1900, raised their family here in 1917. My grandfather and his brother-in-law traveled to Garner, Iowa by train, and they each purchased four Hereford heifers. That was the start of our Hereford enterprise here. Going from there, it was a small herd until, about late 40s or 50s. I graduated from the university in 1951, partnered with my uncle, Emmett Klukas, and we started to increase the herd and became quality concerned and concerned about rate of gain. At that time, the rate of gain and so on was probably the biggest factor in the cattle business because we didn't have any such thing as knowing or realizing the importance of birth weight, weaning weight, yearling weight, and how long it took cattle to be finished, what the costs were, and that sort of thing. My uncle passed away in 1962, and I took over ownership of the operation and have continued that since.
Ben, as mentioned earlier, you were inducted into the American Hereford Association Hall of Fame in October in Kansas. Can you just share your thoughts about receiving this award?
Well, it was a very big surprise to me to be selected for this. Yes, I've been involved in the Hereford business all my life. As we went along, we've been trying to improve our herd, and being a relatively small herd, running 70 to 80 cows a year, it was a real surprise that I was selected. Knowing I had been involved in the business and working with the State Cattlemen's Association, 4-H, being Secretary of the Minnesota Hereford Association 25 years. But to me, the biggest gain was the fact that we have improved our cattle. I'm bragging a little bit, but I think we have, as far as EPDs, which is expected progeny differences, I'll compare our herd with any herd in the country. But it was a real surprise because a lot of times the people that are recognized with this honor are bigger herds, well-known operators, and that sort of thing.
So. Sure. Well, no, congratulations. That was quite an honor. And just to, in closing here, in your 100th year brochure, and I was out to your place for the celebration this summer or fall, and it was stated that the consumer research has shown that the number one reason people choose beef is its flavor. Can you just take this a step further and tell our listeners what the Hereford breed brings that other breeds probably can't?
Well, flavor has a lot to do with the marbling factor in beef. That is one area where Herefords are putting a different type of fat in the lean muscle. It's not as readily seen as in some of the cuts, but that has enhanced the flavor. And also studies done at some of the research in beef tenderness has found that as a breed, tenderness is quite well established in the Hereford breed, and there's work being done right now to determine if there's a DNA response that they can pick up, and so we can continue to breed for tenderness in our cattle.
Well, great information, and I'd just like to say thank you for being on the program today and just wishing you and your family many more years in the Hereford business, Lester.
Well, thank you.
Okay, until next week, thanks for listening, and we'll talk again.